He's talking to the Rolex wearing, woo! Diamond ring wearing, woo! Kiss stealing, woo! Wheeling dealing, woo! Limousine riding, woo! Jet flying, woo! Sign the fuck up, woo! And I'm having a hard time. Holy Halligan's time! Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair,
woo! This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one and the only episode 102 of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Here we are today, an epic day in the history of the world. It is Sunday night, 8:58 p.m. as I'm recording this on April the 19th, 2015. Welcome to the show. So much stuff to talk about. I want to start off today's show by saying this. Wrestling fans, right? I, of course, am the commentator for Reality of Wrestling. I co-host Booker T's radio show with him, Heated Conversations. Have many of friends in the business who work for WWE, ROH, TNA, who've worked for TNA, who work here in the Indies in Texas, and I would like to say that I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to wrestling. I don't know everything there is to know. I never will know everything there is to know, but I know enough. All right, I know enough to have an intelligent opinion on it. And this is what I want to say to wrestling fans. Stop taking wrestling so seriously. Good Lord, have mercy on your soul. Can we remember that this is a soap opera, guys? People make mistakes on air because it's a live television show. First of all, yeah, people make mistakes. It's a live television show. I do commentary. I get one take at it. I make mistakes. Guess what? No one's perfect. It happens. Secondly, can we stop just having to dissect every single thing that happens and just let it happen and watch it and enjoy it? They're burying this guy. Why would he choose a steel cage match? He should watch the network. He knows that's a foolish decision to do. Guys, whoa. I wonder who Bray Wyatt's going to face now that he lost to The Undertaker. And he's not a good wrestler. He lost to The Undertaker, so I shouldn't take him seriously. Guys, if you're taking wrestling so seriously, you need to do something better, all right? I love wrestling so much, more than the next man probably. I've spent my life watching it, as many of you probably have. But we don't need to take it so damn seriously. It's just a television show. It's just a television show. WWE has been at the top of that ladder for so long, because guess what, guys? They know what they're doing. They do. Do they make mistakes? Yes. Do you make mistakes? Of course you do. Do I make mistakes every single day? But we don't need to sit here and criticize and critique them and say they're burying this guy. What are they doing with this guy? They don't know how to handle the Divas division. Why would they tell that guy to say that? Why would they tell this guy to do this? Who the hell cares? It's to drive the story, guys. Have you ever seen a horror film? And you know when you're watching the horror movie and you see them split up, like, hey, gang, let's split up and search the premises. You know that's a dumb idea, right? We all know that's a dumb idea. It wouldn't happen in real life. It's not logical. No, let's stick together. And if this guy comes after us, let's kick his butt, right? But no, they split him up to make suspense, to further the story. It's a story, guys. It's a damn story. Okay? So let's leave it at that. Let's stop being so crazy about it. Do they do things you don't like? Of course they do. But they might do it on purpose just to rile you up. Like, y'all have riled me up. I'm tired of people taking wrestling so seriously and critiquing every little itty-bitty thing. And this isn't a large part of the audience. This is the vocal minority. But guess what? When you're entrenched in wrestling and you work in it, be it Indies, NXT, WWE, TNA, ROH, Lucha Underground, New Japan, AAA, whatever – these are the people you hear from the most. You hear from the hardcore fans. You hear from the podcasters. You hear from the crazy people on social media. But it's just not that serious. And I'm getting a little riled up because I love WWE. I love pro wrestling. I love watching it. I love all of it. I like it all, especially reality of wrestling. Air Saturday nights here on the Cube in Houston, 1 a.m. Set your DVRs. Shameless plug. This past Saturday was the Harlem Heat match, so if you missed it, you really missed out. Hopefully you set your DVRs. That match will be for sale soon. Anyway, back to the point. Guys, calm it down. I got to spend last weekend calling Reality of Wrestling and going to a private celebration for David Mitzner. He celebrated his 100th birthday. This guy was a survivor of the Holocaust, and now he's a successful businessman. Anyway, I say all that to say I got to spend the weekend chatting with Booker T, Stevie Ray, Ivan Putski, The Great Khali, Devon Dudley, Ricky Steamboat, and Bret the Hitman Hart. I know some of you intense wrestling fans may have just creamed your pants. It's okay. I was close to doing the same. It was an incredible experience for me. And I got to pick these guys' brains. I got to talk to them. And it was just witnessing that moment where Booker T, Ricky Steamboat, and Bret Hart were in the ring, and Booker asked me to get up and come take a picture of them, and seeing three guys who I grew up watching. Booker T and Bret Hart mainly. Ricky Steamboat was a little bit before my generation, but still love Steamboat retrospectively. Getting to be a part of that moment reminded me I love wrestling so much. And also, it reminded me talking to them, none of them take it so seriously. It's a show. They're entertainers. They're trying to tell a story. So don't take it so seriously as fans. I know Booker. Booker would tell you he's not taking it seriously. You know, of course he's serious about his job. He wants to do a great job. He wants to be a great performer and put on the best show. But at the end of the day, this man played King Booker. He had an English accent on. Okay? That should tell you this isn't meant to be taken seriously with guys like Fandango and Los Matadores, and people like that. Did y'all hear that? There's a huge lightning storm, thunderstorm going on right now. But I just want to say it's not meant to be taken seriously. Let's leave it at that. If, though, you would like to see some of the footage from that weekend, go to my Periscope. I'm at Brad Gilmore on Periscope. Follow me on there. I took some live videos of Bret Hart, Ricky Steamboat, and all the guys talking to some of the stars of Reality Wrestling. Really cool stuff. We have a great show for you today. It's a throwback episode of the show with No Surprise. 2011, my band 2011, interviewing No Surprise and a bandmate from Screwtape back in 2011 with the first official radio show I ever hosted called Spectrum Radio, part of the Space City Records when we were signed over there. And it was really cool to go back and listen to this episode. I thought I'd share it with y'all. I also want to update y'all on this. The Back to the Future podcast is still going on. The retrospective is still going on, but I'm going to make it its own podcast, its own separate entity. I'll play some of the interview clips here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, but the retrospective series will be its own podcast, and we're going to start next week. I know I tried to get it started this weekend, but a lot of really cool things have been happening on that front. Talked to a lot of really cool people. Several people already, and I have more interviews booked, and I just want to make this retrospective series the best thing that I possibly can, so I don't want to rush it. I want to make sure it's awesome, and I want to make sure that all the Back to the Future fans and Brad Gilmore show fans of the world really, really enjoy this series. So it's coming soon. Wait in one more week, and we'll be on our way. With that being said, let's get into some music for the show today. Before we play the interview with No Surprise and Screwtape as a part of Spectrum Radio from back in the day. So let's hear some nice sounds of 2011. This song's called Slow Burn. Y'all enjoy it, and we'll be back here in a minute on the Brad Gilmore Show
On Demand.
I'm so gone now, your love is crazy, burning my heart so good, feels like I'm on that road to the sun. You can be my baby.
When your friend told you no, but your ass couldn't listen, cause she had that kind of thing that was super tight,
super tight.
And she gave that kind of feeling that was super right with no lights, huh. But everybody say she wrong for me, cause when she out, she don't pick up the phone for me. All my friends say that they just tryna be my homie, when they say my new girl kinda seem a little phony. I don't know, cause if she is, that'd be a low blow. But goddamn, way shawty give a low blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like yo before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex, or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me, anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Light my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sold it as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had it been that long, but man, I'll be there to she. Ain't got me feeling like a crack addict, crack addict.
Cause I feel you,
and I ain't mad at it. Off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby, burn me forever. Burn, baby, burn, baby, burn me. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Spectrum Radio.
Spectrum Radio.
Spectrum
Radio.
Space City Records.
What's up, everybody?
This is 2011 in studio.
I'm Trey.
I'm Brad Gilmore.
I'm Dallas.
We're going to be hosting the first show tonight. We want to introduce Spectrum Radio.
Yeah, Space City Records is definitely
Space
in the
City. Space City.
And I guess tonight on the radio show, we got the one and only No Surprise in the building.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. We're going to be interviewing him tonight.
I like his style, especially dreadlocks. His dreadlocks. I wish I could have them.
They're amazing. They're like T-Pain mixed with Lil Wayne.
You think I could do it?
You can do
it. But white people with dreadlocks always look kind of weird. They look like, you know.
I think you'd be good. For y'all who don't know us, we're 2011. We're a local band here in Houston.
Signed to Space City.
Same city.
Yeah, we recently put out our first album about 4 months ago.
It's called Renewable Energy. Y'all can go get that on
iTunes.
Or 2011.bandcamp.com
or on
Space City.
Records.net.
Do you just want to start with, like, you know, playing a song of ours?
Give them a taste of us.
Let them know who we are.
All right, okay. Jordan, can you play us?
We're going to go on Renewable Energy song.
Yes.
We on a war tour with my Hummer man.
All right, I'm ready to go whenever you are.
All right, let's try this.
Peeped in the east, but met her in West Berry back in 96 when she was... Cause it's a brand new day. It's renewed energy. Cause we make mistakes, but the clouds just go away. Cause it's a brand new
jaded, faded, underrated, now just hate it cause we made it. Plague a lot of albums out, now scream and shout cause what we bout, we breaking boundaries. Not like foundries, paper chase like visit with my entourage around me. Best never doubt me cause I do just what I want, be it wrong or right. This chance I'm giving, supreme living in the studio all night. Good written, silver snitches said we couldn't spit it. Black, white, and Asian, yes it's gotta be a gimmick. What tremendous talent is what we unleash. Climbing to the top, yes, I told you we some beasts. So ease back, let me rap. I'ma stay doing this. Move fast from the past, y'all just try to diss. Get the kiss in the morning from your favorite girl. Brand new day, the sun is shining like a pearl. But y'all wishing you could do what it is you listen to. But you whack and we are renewable.
Cause it's a brand new.
Crazy how far we didn't made it. They wouldn't give it, so I guess we had to take it. I'm sicker than your average dude. Rude I might be, who cares? Don't like me. I'm just trying to shake up the world like Katrina. Guess I got fed up like Tina. Now I got your mind doing turns, ballerina. Who said on the other side the grass was always greener? Cause I stay there, and it's doing me well. Forget the grass, I'ma take the green from the cells. If that fails, I still got skills. Made money real young. I ain't talking Jade Mill. Took spills in the game, but I am BP. I can do what others came, might as well join me. Matter of fact, I'm an iPhone. Hotter than the ozone. Tripping so much, think I'm gone on star phone. Wait, look at what I had to take. Staying up real late. Got school. At 8, rappers at school talking about what they gonna do, but we're the ones who made you. 2011 is the crew I'm claiming to my heart. Stop, but the haters that I know undoing us like dreadlocks, grilling other rappers in this game like the Hard Rock. Ain't I almost reaching fame's down from the hard knock. Be
keys to the game. About to get the whole world a buzz. We ain't worried about tomorrow. Why? Cause it's a brand new day. It's renewed energy. Cause we make mistakes, mistakes. But the clouds just go away. Cause it's a brand new. It's a brand new day. Close your eyes and let the drama pass away. Don't let life bring you down. Just say, I'm gonna make it, I'm gonna make it. Oh, cause it's a brand.
What's up, guys? We're back.
I hope you enjoyed our song because I liked it.
We certainly enjoyed making it.
As we said before, our CD is entitled
Renewable Energy.
And what more appropriate title for this day of Earth Day?
That's true. That's
yeah.
true.
Keep go green.
A lot of people, when they hear our music, they kind of wonder like how we look and what goes on. Just to let y'all know, we have two blacks, one white and Asian, and a white, black, and Asian in our group.
We like to keep it diverse.
We're pretty diverse, and our sound's a little different. Y'all should definitely go get the CD.
Actually, a lot different.
I mean, if you like that, I mean, we can tell them, like, they you can always, you know, see us live at various venues.
Yeah, we also have shows coming up. What are our shows, Brad?
This Saturday, we're playing at the Balcony Bar.
Excited for that one.
That's gonna be fun. We're playing for a long show alongside Kyle Hubbard and the newly signed John Black. Shout out to John Black, real
quick.
Space City.
May 14th, we have the Days and Confused Festival once again. Kyle Hubbard's gonna be there.
That's gonna be crazy fun. People.
It's gonna be in Katy.
I have to come out to that one.
It'll be 281. DJ Creep definitely told me that there's gonna be like some kind of mud wrestling KY jelly competition. So
it's gonna get dirty.
We're gonna see how that
dirty
goes.
Out
in Dwayne's Ranch, which I love the name. It's not
a lot going on there.
It's not Dwayne. It's Dwayne's
that
Ranch.
That actually sounds like a type of ranch.
Dwayne's.
It's Dwayne Ranch. June 18th, we actually have a show out in Austin, Texas, at the Eastern on 6th Street. If there's anyone from Austin listening, parking.
If anybody's willing to go out to Austin.
Yeah. If you haven't heard Parking, you definitely should go listen
Parking
to
Parking and Corvair.
They are amazing.
Yo, the singer for their band, her name's Yadira.
She's hot.
She's really good looking.
And she can sing.
And she can sing.
Take it from a singer. She sings
and
very
She's from the band LAX, which is coming to Houston soon. I don't know when. Yeah. But, you know, hit up Eric Dean for that.
It's a lot of local music out there, you know. Like,
yeah, if you're not aware of the local music, like,
you got to get out there.
Yeah, you got to branch out into like.
And you know, there'd be no better place to you know start your local music listening than Spectrum Radio, where we bring you the best live music. And it's not just hip hop that we're into. We're also into a lot of
rock music, all kind of music.
We don't like to put ourselves in one category. It's kind of funny we're talking about like local music and hip hop because I was like online yesterday and I was reading that list about the like best hip hop artists.
The 2010 list from MTV.
That thing's ridiculous. Who pull this up? Because
I mean, I remember Ludacris is on there. Now Luda deserves it. I don't know. He's kind of falling off.
Good, but the thing with Luda, he wasn't like in the top 4 or 5.
He was like in like 7.
He was 10.
He was 10.
He was 10.
Even worse. Who was in front of him? Waka Flocka?
No, B.O.B.
Okay.
Now, B.O.B.'s beast, but
I got to give props.
But the thing is, though, you have to look at it, like, how long has he been out there? Like, how... What?
I mean, no, hey, yo.
I'm pretty sure the top 4 included Eminem,
Eminem
Kanye
was
West.
One. Eminem was 1. Jay-Z was 2. Kanye was, I think, 3. And I forgot. And 4 was Drake.
See, the thing with me, like, I get tired of, like... every year the rappers being the same, you know?
Yeah, like
I feel like
I don't know.
Lists, they never like broaden, like
they never
change to different music.
Like, okay, yeah. There's always gonna be fresh new artists out there. They should like look into them too. Like, I'm sure like there's some artists out there who have some good lyrics, have some good delivery, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean there are. It's just like I wouldn't put, I don't know. Even though Drake's a lyrical cat and everything, but like Thank Me Later was kind of a disappointment, you know, compared to So Far Gone.
You have so many rappers out there that are like crazy lyrical, like great music. And we,
yeah,
I think like MTV, like a lot of mainstream music, they fail to like take into consideration those type of artists, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, I have to agree with them on the number one.
Eminem's bees.
Eminem, he deserves it, because Eminem's, you know what? Eminem's been out and he's been kind of consistent.
Well, I mean, he's falling off.
I mean,
like I said, kind of consistent. Like,
he's crazy at the same time, which is like cool, you know, because it makes you feel like
insanity is the new genius.
A lot of people talk about being crazy in their music, but Eminem is crazy.
Yo,
so it's
you
real
know,
music.
But you know who's coming up fast on him on the crazy train is Tyler the Creator from Odd Future Wolfgang Kill
this
Them
guy,
All.
Okay, we have to talk about him. This guy, okay, I he's all right, but I think that he's just trying to be famous.
It's very shock rap. Like I don't.
Like, dang,
all he's doing, he's doing this like the, you know, like. In today's like media, you have to do something crazy to get yourself out there.
That's what keeps you relevant.
That's what keeps you relevant.
Yeah.
So he was like, "What can I do? That
how
like,
can I shut this down?
Like,
today?
How can I shut it?" He was looking himself in the mirror, and he thought,
"How can I shut it down?
How can I shut it?
I'm a diss every rapper,
and I'm a diss Jesus Christ."
Whoa!
Moment of silence for that. No, I'm just kidding. But
all right, but like how are you gonna go out and diss Jesus? Like,
I mean,
that doesn't come to my mind.
Even if you're an atheist or whatever, religion, da-da-da, I mean, that's just your audience. Who do you want to get to?
Yeah.
I have to give a shout-out to Wes Black.
Oh, Wes
yeah.
Black.
See, if y'all didn't know Wes Black, he actually came back with a track to
well,
Tyler,
look,
the Creator.
Can I explain the story of how this went down? Well, the Houston Press, you know, we have to love, you know, Houston Press. Shout out to them. They wrote an article about this local 17-year-old artist, Wes Black, and they compared him to Tyler, the Creator.
He's better.
He is better.
We want to get that straight.
Somehow, though, Tyler, the Creator, read this article and proceeded to diss Wes Black on Twitter. Like, if you're like that big and you just play Coachella with Pharrell Williams, you know, one of the biggest music festivals. Why are you
looking on YouTube for his videos about yourself?
I just think that's kind of like shallow and kind of like he's not ready.
See,
I think he's just not ready for
the
like
funny
that
thing
life.
Is Tyler, the Creator, he did this like song like he was going to do it. And like Wes Black was going to like be like, oh, he made a song about me. Let me bow down. Like, the thing he didn't realize, Wes Black
made
was
him
come
even
back harder.
Yeah,
he made him even more famous.
And Wes Black is 17 years old.
Yeah,
and he's a local Houston artist. And you know,
we want to give a shout out.
We support
to him.
Our local Houston rappers.
I mean, speaking of like you know the local MCs, like I know we're all fans of ourselves. Apparently,
of course.
But I don't know, Dal. Who in the local scene? Who do you really like?
I would have to go with Fat Tony.
Tony has held it down.
I think Fat Tony is one of my favorite local rappers.
I mean, like, lyrically.
Other than Kyle Herbert.
Oh, yeah. Of course, Kyle. You know, big shout out to the
See,
Space City
I
fan.
I mean, personally, like, Fat Tony's one of my favorite. And
yeah.
I know he may not be all local, but K-Reno, I think, is one of the best rappers in the Houston area.
Like, yo.
See, K-Reno's crazy.
K-Reno is good.
K-Reno is, like, so epic. Like he on his new record Alien Baby.
I think we need to get him on here. Like
K-Reno, like you, he takes your like mind to a different place. You like what makes him think of
you? Remember when we saw him at
Flyfest? Shout out to Purple Bastard, man.
Flyfest, he killed it. I was like, whoa.
You gotta kind of like
he has that old sweat. Man,
you gotta
kind of
like
that.
Watch out with K-Reno's music because you may get like brainwashed.
Yeah,
he's a little Otis sometimes.
Yeah,
but like.
His delivery is like so like old school and like
it's crazy.
We need
it
that.
Is. Look, you remember like when we saw him at Flyfest? This mother, like he had to. He was spitting most of his songs a cappella. And dude, he was more entertaining.
I'm confused.
Dude, I'm telling you, I've been through a lot of concerts, but like that, it was crazy. It was literally like 80 people in the room, and I was sitting there like the biggest fan. Never have heard any of
this guy.
No, I heard the name K Reno, but I didn't know who he really was.
See, so to be honest with you, I didn't know he was that big either. Like, I didn't know he was
true. And you know you're a great artist when someone doesn't know any of your music, and you can get on any stage and everyone like stops in
like, dang.
I mean, like, look, I was listening, like, that night after we saw K Reno play, I went and I got his album, The Annihilation of the Evil Machine.
We spent, what, like 3 hours in my car listening to it?
We listened to the whole thing like twice.
Like twice.
And he's got,
I still don't know the lyrics.
No, like, he had the Flow Session number one was
crazy.
Good.
The 97.9 song. I mean,
yeah, there's a radio station called
97.9, but he like killed y'all.
Uh-oh, yeah, we got Optimo Ram in the building.
It's your boy Ram, and we're talking about Reno, man. This is the best lyricist I've ever heard. Down. Definitely out of Houston, Texas, man. But seriously, there's no other man. He has over 25 albums, like 27 now. There's nobody that can touch him. He was the originator of the South Park Coalition in 1986 in Houston, Texas, the original rap crew in Houston, and he's still putting out better albums than anybody doing it, man. And everybody needs to support that man. He's the hardest,
have him on the show.
Coldest man. Oh yeah, man.
Definitely need
that. No problem, man. Big shout out to K Reno. He's a fucking legend.
Optimo Ram. What do you think of the newest K Reno record, Alien Baby?
Man, Alien Baby.
Crazy,
it's amazing, man.
Crazy.
you know he recorded that. He wrote it in a week and recorded it in 2 nights.
See, and that like you literally, for me to write something like that, I would have to be like locked up in my closet.
Oh, yeah.
Not see the light of day for like a week or two.
I couldn't even think of that, and I mean, I'm a rapper.
Yeah, he's off the chain, man. I've never seen anybody doing it. I've never met him, but he is Alien Baby, man. He's not one of us, man.
I just remember listening to this man's album, and like he had this line that's just stuck in my head. He was like, "And my flow almost murdered your brother. It was a close call, like Siamese twins on the phone with each other."
See,
like, how do you think
I just
want to
know
what does he think about?
What is he smoking, man?
Like, we need to get him on here so we can like know.
He's on some other stuff to think of that. Yeah. Like, because you know when you're writing, you have to think of either a starting line or an ending line. Yeah. I wouldn't think of either one of those lines.
I know, right?
So, like, his starting line could be his ending line.
Like, his punchlines are ridiculous.
It's crazy,
and he's consistent. Like, he drops albums, like you said, all the time.
You said 1 week. That's ridiculous.
He recorded in 1 week. It was Christmas Day. I was with him. He was recording a verse for somebody's song. And he was like, "Yeah, I'm going to get on it next week and start writing." He hadn't written anything down. And that CD was out January, printed in my hand January 14th, man.
What Houston needs to do, they need to have someone like K Reno as a headliner for Summerfest.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
See, I know. He doesn't get enough love from the
people. Don't realize, like, every K Reno show should have thousands of people.
That's what I'm saying.
He's way too good for like the world not to be listening to.
I know. Like, recently in Houston Press, they asked you know, the rap roundtable thing. They asked, who would you say should be the mayor of Houston? And like the thing was, it says you can't say Bun B, right? And Bun B actually went on there and said,
K Reno,
no doubt. K Reno.
I mean, respect to Bon B.
Like, respect to everybody. Like,
I think Trey the Truth said it too.
I think K Reno is like one of the best rappers in Houston.
Yeah, I mean,
the best rappers in like.
Yeah, he's very well spoken.
Very intelligent.
He can take any subject that you want to talk about and break it down throughout the whole song, not get off track. He stays on subject the whole song. He comes up with crazy. He has a song where he raps like the first bar is one story. The second bar is another story. The whole song.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, man. I've never seen anything like it.
It's crazy to me because, like, the world, like, I mean, respect to UGK and Trey and Zero and Scarface. But, I mean, any of these rappers are smart enough to know once you cut on a K Reno CD, it is no comparison. Oh, yeah. Like,
and your vocabulary steps up. Like, you learn lessons.
I didn't even know
Zero was on some interview him and Trey were doing the other day, and he said that K Reno was, like, his rap icon like that. And I appreciate y'all, you know, being young, you know what I'm saying, appreciating K Reno because he is old. Now, I don't want to say old school, you know, because he's totally current, but he's been doing it for a long time, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we respect,
my dad listens to K Reno.
Yeah,
so,
man,
I mean,
that's real.
I just let you know how many generations he's like
reaching
out.
That's, and that's what good music
brilliant.
Can do.
We respect brilliance.
Yeah, and that's what he
it
is.
It transcends
it's
generations.
Funny, and that goes back to like that, like, rap list. Like, you have people like K Reno, like, that top four list. he will take out any of those rappers.
Yeah,
in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I'm not gonna front. He and Eminem would have a nice little battle.
Have you ever heard a song called "Fuck Eminem"? He got a song called "Fuck Eminem." Yo, that song goes fucking hard.
I personally believe K. Reno will take Eminem.
I
believe he will.
YouTube "Fuck Eminem" by K. Reno, and y'all be the judge. You know what I'm saying? That ain't up to me. I ain't gotta tell my opinion. It's y'all's opinion.
We're gonna do that.
See, Eminem's crazy, but K. Reno's like, he's in a different planet.
Yeah, he's just so smart, man. He's on a higher level of consciousness, man.
Yeah,
he's
especially
really deep,
that Grand Deception record.
Yeah, Grand Deception. He's bringing the knowledge and the truth to the people that nobody else is doing. Everybody's rapping about bullshit and this and that. And, you know, he's bringing truth and wisdom to what is saturated with bullshit.
Yeah, and his live show's, like, ridiculous because you have a lot of rappers out there, like, I'm not going to throw anyone's names out there, but I've been to a lot of like hip hop concerts for like hip hop artists who we say are like really big in Houston. And the thing they tend to do is like, you have like a hype man who's saying most of the lyrics, and you have like the background track playing. The thing with K. Reno, and I also have to get this to Bon B, they like get on stage and everything they say, you understand what they're saying. Like, they spit their lyrics.
No,
and
like, you know,
perfectly.
The breath control is, like, on point. And, like, the articulation of their words.
True
their flow, like rhythm is not a thing to them. Like, their flow is so in the pocket once they open their mouth.
Got
it's
it,
ridiculous.
Man.
Like, they're true artists. And we got to respect true artistry. Like, you got to think of everything that has to do with being an artist. Like, you got to respect, like, the breath control, like you said. You got to control, like, everything. It's just so much things that you have to think about when you perform and stuff like that, and that people do so well, like K. Reno. You got to respect that.
K. Reno's definitely holding it down for H-Town.
Definitely holding it down for H-Town.
On the underground.
Pick up K. Reno CDs. I'm out this bitch. 2011's holding it down. Space City's in this
Space
home, man.
City. Space City's
going down. For H-Town, y'all support these local artists, man. That's what it's about, because the local stations don't give a damn.
Shout out to Optimo Ram right quick. Make sure you check out his radio show. And also, you know, hey, you remember when we were first, you know, featured on the local live? So shout out to Gunter the Band.
Gunter the Band Hunter. She's actually not here tonight to, like, be mean to her. But another thing we want to bring up, I believe, is, like, if y'all didn't know, we're only 18 years old. Like
17 if you're Dallas over here. I didn't mean to call you out.
So we're pretty young. Brad. And we're seniors at Lamar High School. And, I mean, not to throw my school under the bus, but a big issue I've had this year is in our, like, libraries, they've gotten rid of the books.
Oh, my God.
And, like, the internet has become the new thing. Like,
yo.
Okay, I understand, like, let me hear me out. I understand, like, how technology is coming up and stuff like that. You got to have your internet. You got to have your stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's nothing compares to, like, the
literature, the books,
exactly.
Like,
see
the physical copy.
What's being book smart when there's no books?
And what's crazy, like, it's people always say like technology's like taking over the world, and like it's funny because you go to school and that's what the teachers want to say. See, but then you go so far as to like tell us technology's taking over the world, and then you go take out all the books in our library.
I
mean, honestly, it's enough that we're not reading as it is. But you take away the like necessity of us like
the
having books
of knowledge.
To go read.
But check this one out. They didn't just remove the books, man. They removed the non-fiction books, like the books that tell us the history and the true stuff. They're like, okay, we'll leave the fiction.
We'll leave the fake stuff.
Harry Potter is a necessity if you're, you know, growing up, apparently.
Exactly.
You have to have imagination, right?
Yeah. I mean, everyone knows Wingardium Leviosa and, you know, how to do all the spells. You
expect
see?
Expect some this Patron guy. Or something like that.
Hey, I saw the movies. So I'm not going to front. But the
we
book.
We together.
But we did go together. On 6 and 7 part 1. But that's aside from the issue. Like, the issue is, why would you take away the nonfiction books? Like, of all books, and to replace it with a coffee shop.
See, and then they want to make it difficult, because not only – see, it used to be where you can go in the library and you can find a book you want and you, like, start reading that book. Now you have to go so far as to set up a username and a login. Like, first of all, if I have to set up a username to read the book, then I'm not reading the book because I don't want
to
take
those
steps.
I can go to the local library.
I don't even have a library card. When I go to the library, I get the book, I open it and read it for that amount of time, I put it back in that spot, and the next time I want to go to the library, I pick back up the book.
That's smart. And, like, when you do that, it's like, you don't have to do all that much about, like, other stuff. Like, going to go check it out and type in a number and all this stuff,
it's getting ridiculous.
It's getting ridiculous. And another thing about it is the school is, like, just it's getting too crazy. Like, they're not even worried about academics anymore. They're worried about behavior.
Making the school look pretty and behavior.
Another
and dress
thing
code.
Is this teacher's budget cut.
Woo!
Like, see, what I don't get, I mean, we all talk bad about teachers sometimes, but at the end of the day, teachers are the lowest paid, but they do the most work for us. See, the people don't understand those doctors and those lawyers who make big money. It was teachers who got them that far.
Yeah, and like the school, yeah, okay, HSD's having like this $300 million or whatever it is budget cut. And, you know, they're taking away, like, art classes and all, like, the fine arts because, oh, you know, we don't need to express ourselves.
I definitely and think that's a bad idea because, like, if you can't first, Lamar has dress code. You can't express yourself through
code.
Clothing. Through clothing.
We barely follow that.
I don't follow
exactly,
that.
But I'm saying, like, for the people Bull. Who do.
Yeah.
Like, you can't express yourself through clothing. You can't express yourself to anything else. Why not? Why are you going to take away the music and the band and the art and the dance classes?
It's so funny because what they're doing, they're getting rid of the teachers that have higher positions that actually went to school longer and got better educations. And they're going to keep, like, the new teachers who are getting paid, like, less. What I don't understand, why would you, like, fire someone who's worked hard for their education?
Wait, real quick. They're not firing them. They're forcing them to retire is what they like to say.
I don't get that. Like,
I don't get why you're going to – like, fire a teacher or forced to retire a teacher that's been there for 30 years who knows, who are good with the students. Like,
yeah.
I can understand that they're bad with the students and they're old
school.
Like,
if it's a bad teacher, okay. Then, yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
okay,
not
get rid
even
of
that.
But, like, some of the teachers who are leaving, I'm not going to say their names, but, like, there's one history teacher who's been there for 20-some-odd years, went to Texas A&M, and they're getting rid of him, right? Like that's ridiculous. Like, you didn't even know that, Dal. You're, like, looking at me
he's
shocked.
He's standing there in amazement. See, it's just ridiculous to me. And it's funny because, like, Houston, we can keep, like, building, like, unnecessary stuff, like more shopping malls and stuff like that. But we can't pay for, like, our teachers to stay.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of Houston and, you know, the local MCs and stuff, we just had a good talk about K-Reno. So – if this is Space City show, we got to show off a Space City artist, and we got to show off K-Reno. So
for
about
y'all
to play.
Who haven't heard him, we're going to introduce you to K-Reno.
This is K-Reno.
This is Chasing the Dream. Kyle Hubbard featuring K-Reno.
What's up, everybody? We're back.
This is 2011.
I realized something. Today is Friday.
Oh, it is Friday.
And that brings me to that song, that Friday song, right?
Oh, my Lord.
Everyone's been talking about the last couple
Rebecca
weeks.
Black, right?
Tell you,
Rebecca,
like,
Black,
that
that's
song?
Her name?
Rebecca Black.
It's kind of annoying.
And you know what? It's kind of funny because when they first, like, started talking about the song, like, I thought I was going to click on it. It was going to be something, like, really funny. And I clicked on it, and it wasn't funny at all. Like, the song
it really
didn't make
wasn't.
Me laugh at all. I just kind of thought, like, okay, this is kind of stupid. See, but at the same time, once you have, like, 100 million views, you have to, like, think, is this a dumb decision or a smart decision?
That's true. I mean... But you got to give her props for getting 300 million views or whatever it was. Like,
she has broke a YouTube record.
And she's making bank.
Like, didn't they say that that was like a real song? That was like,
no, it was legit.
Like legit, like that was her song that she wanted to bring out?
See, yeah, I seen the girl's interview. She got signed to, she didn't get signed. Her parents paid $4,000 to this label. If you've actually seen the video, the black guy who's a rapper, he owns it. And he gives you a choice of songs for the money you pay that you can, like, do. And she, I mean, the girl's, like, what, 11? She chose It's Friday. If I was 11, I probably would be happy for Friday, too.
Friday.
Fifth grade was not a fun time in life.
Fifth grade. Man, Friday is what you look forward to. Well, Friday Friday's always what you look forward to.
I mean, I'm jamming Friday right now, like...
Yeah. I don't know about all that. I'll watch the movie Friday. Because I ain't got to do.
Happy for Friday.
I mean, at the end of the day, I seen her interview, and they say girls made like $500,000 off of It's Friday. That's a $4,000 investment.
So was it a dumb decision or was it a good decision?
It was a smart mother decision.
I mean, we should get some texters.
I just got a text saying, like, this. She said that it was a dumb decision for her to make that because it's a stupid song.
Okay.
If y'all didn't know, y'all can text.
Yeah, y'all can text in. Like, just text in number 832-704-3312 with your questions.
Say that one more time for him.
It's 832.
Slower.
832-704-3312 with your questions, and we will answer the questions
live on the air.
Live on the air, you will be famous.
Back to the song. I mean, I'm what you call like a frequent YouTube watcher. The way I fall asleep. See, I'm not the biggest TV person. I'm a big YouTube person. I like to see like talent that no one like knows about. Like I like to
Speaking of talent, I'm gonna shout this out. Sorry, I gotta shout it out. This, the Carmen. There's a group on YouTube.
Okay, I know you, this is your new like little favorite girl here.
she can sing. I love girls who can sing.
We got to shout out a kid named Luan that goes.
Luan. Oh, he
if
is.
Y'all didn't know. Y'all have to go subscribe to Luan Legacy. This kid, he goes to our school actually, and if you go to his page, kid has like a million views on each video.
Yeah,
he's the funniest as Asian hell. I've like, ever
yeah, he's funny as hell.
Funny like. Shout outs to Luan, like he's doing the thing.
Yeah, but back to this Rebecca Black.
I like his mohawk.
At the end of the day, no publicity is bad publicity. You have a lot of haters.
Exactly.
And then you have a lot of people that love it. And I mean, I watched the interview and I heard the girl sing. The girl's not bad. Like, she sang the national anthem and it sounded
good. For real, for real?
For real, for real. The girl can sing. I'm not even kidding. Like, we're hating on this Friday, but us and our parents know the song now.
Yeah, I that's bet true. You she's gonna have more songs that's gonna be better. I think that's just.
Nah, she's one hit wonder. She's one hit wonder. No doubt. She's one hit wonder.
If she can sing, if her parents want to spend more money, like, they got money to spend now, that's a good investment right there. Yeah. $4,000 to make $50,000 later.
Like, you have to think about it. Like, this was like a normal thing she did. And at the end of the year, when they go back and play those best moments of 2011, I guarantee you Rebecca Black's gonna be on that list on VH1. Yeah. I mean, that's a great thing to be young and be on that type of list.
So, I think that's a good idea.
Right now, we just had No Surprise into the building.
What's up, No? Speaking of Friday, how's your Friday been so far, man?
It's been good. It's been good Friday, man.
Did you jam a Rebecca Black song today?
I just went to the beach.
I guess that's a no.
I guess that's a no.
What's good? What's good?
No. It's past now. You missed the opportunity.
You missed the question.
But you went to Gallison?
Yeah, man. Just had to get a little rest and relaxation, you know?
Yeah, I feel
that's good. That's good.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Good Friday.
We forget. It's Good Friday / Earth Day.
Yeah.
I mean, so Nosa, how's... It's been a minute since I saw you last, or since we've seen you last.
We played Speak together, 4, right?
Yeah, at Mango's.
Mm-hmm. You killed it. Also, I don't know if I mentioned it to you, but I seen you at the Mink, and that's when you performed, like, the Runaway. Yeah. You killed that. Yeah, also.
That was the first show we saw you in, and that was, like, killer show.
Yeah,
like,
you killed that.
You brought me into your fan group. Like,
appreciate it. That show was crazy, actually, though, because, like...
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I, like, broke guitar strings.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It's all right, though, because you killed the show. So
that's what's up, man. I really liked what y'all did, too, so, you know.
Oh, appreciate it.
Much love. Respect.
We try.
And I'm also here with my homeboy, Matt Berry, drummer of Screwtape 2.
Uh-oh. All
right.
Matt's in the building.
Hello.
Shout out to Matt and Screwtape.
Yeah, Screwtape. You know, we are local live Houston, and this is Houston, so I can only imagine where you got the band name Screwtape from.
Screwtape, H-Town,
you know. H-Town,
it's funny because when you think Screwtape, you think it's about to be like some like hardcore hip-hop, and you see this like band come out.
Well, actually, like, we got the name Screwtape because, you know, Houston people assume when you say Screwtape that you talk about, like, gray tapes. Or screws,
exactly.
Which is one point of it, but then we also like the fact that the Screwtape letters are done by C.S. Lewis, you know, and it's a whole story about, you know, middle management, demons living in hell, and stuff like that. So it's like kind of like this. That's what Screwtape is actually from, you know.
You might have to elaborate that.
You really learn stuff every day because I didn't even know this.
We thought that part was pretty rock and roll, so that would like merge.
So that brings
the two,
like, your group together. Like
that merges the hip hop and the rock together.
Exactly.
You know, nothing's more rock and roll than the devil.
I didn't say that, Mama. I didn't say that.
I love Jesus.
Yeah. So
we were actually listening to your album.
The EP, Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, of course.
Yeah. It was crazy. I have to give big ups to you. You have the craziest samples in your songs.
Yeah, like, the instrumentals are amazing.
They are amazing. I mean, and perfect vocalists to go on top of them.
Thanks, dude.
My favorite song so far is Hot Nights.
Hot Nights, all right.
I love that song.
It's got my homegirl Cam Franklin on it, too.
She kills it. It's crazy.
She's real good.
Same thing with Intervention.
Yeah.
That was like, I think that was a good lyric.
The first track, too. Like, it's so funny because I didn't expect it. So I was like in my car and I heard like this music coming from somewhere. And I was like, there's no one on the side of me.
It was like,
and it like, it came up. And it's crazy because it's like, you're rapping, you're not rapping on top of the beat.
You happen
and
with
it's like
beat.
It's like a lot of stuff going on and yeah, makes you like yeah, listen. Yeah. And that's the craziest part of the track, I think.
Yeah, shout outs to my homeboy Joel Brainchild. He's
write that down.
He's my homeboy that that did most of the beats on that album. My first album, Grown Folks Music, he did the majority of them too. We were just homies from Lamar back in the day. You know
oh, man.
Shout out to Lamar.
A lot of Redskins here.
A lot of Redskins. It's good, though. So, we got a text.
Okay.
We have a question for Nosa.
What's up?
Uh-oh.
We have a question that says, who inspired your music? Like,
who inspired my music? Yeah. I mean, a lot of things, you know. It's like, it's hard to say what particular music yeah. inspired it. Just like, you know, growing up, Southwest Houston, you know, skating all the time. Like, you know, it's a lot of punk rock before hip-hop and stuff. I liked a lot of Black Flag and Minor Threat and that kind of stuff, like the Descendants.
Yeah, a little edgier.
Yeah,
crazy,
and then, you know,
rock.
I mean, grew up on Biggie and Nas and, yeah. you know, all the classics and stuff. That kind of influenced me as a rapper. So,
you found a way to, like, combine good rock and good hip-hop and make it your own.
Well, you know, it's like I do hip-hop music, but I started out playing punk rock music. I mean, through, like, middle school and high school, I just played, like, in punk bands before I started really taking rapping seriously, but, you know.
So, like what made you want to go from, you know, playing in the bands to being, like, you know, on the mic as the MC, no surprise?
Well, it's just, like, you know, being in school and shit, just, like, me and my homies hang
rap
out,
battles.
Rap all the time, go over to their house. One of my homies had turntables, just rapped over there. His, like, dad had, like, thousands of records, so that's when I started getting into, like, digging and just, like, listening to records, listening to samples.
See,
just rapping and all
that. It's crazy that you say that, because, like, for anyone out there who hasn't seen Nosa, like, if you see him, he looks like his story that he's telling right now. He's the image of, like, the indie rapper rock guy. Like, he has
dreads,
we were talking about your dreads earlier. You have, like, the cut-off jeans.
Shout out my dreads.
And, like, you have the Urban Outfitters shoes. Like, you have this indie look, and it's, like, it's authentic.
Your music, like, defines your, like, image.
I mean, I wouldn't expect any other person to walk through the door after I heard
that. We ain't perpetrating.
I expected you to walk through.
You walked in on some foreign talk, if you know what I'm saying.
But, yeah, you know, then we would do, like, because I was doing breakdancing at Lamar when I was up there.
Oh, yeah, she was
LDT.
Yeah, LDT. So,
she told us she danced with you.
And we would do these shows called Hip-Hopoly, where it'd be, like, a bunch of breakdancers, and then we would get a DJ, and he would, like, DJ during the show, and we had, like, graffiti up on the walls. And that's when I started rapping. So, like, my dance teacher back then, Sharon Roberts, was like, well, if you want to rap, then, you know, rap in this show. And that was the first time I ever, like,
did in front of audience
for anybody, you know.
That's crazy because Lamar's went down a lot.
Lamar's gone down.
Don't y'all got a Starbucks on campus now or something?
No, we have a
coffee shop.
We have a
Lamar's coffee shop.
What? They got red. They got rid of all the nonfiction books.
There's a bank inside also.
Oh, yeah, we got a
smart financial.
So you have money to buy the
financial. We got a bank now.
No shout outs to Jim McSwain.
No shout outs to Jim McSwain. No, we actually, well, they canceled the talent show for this year.
What?
They were going to have a breakdance jam. They canceled that because they didn't think that it was, like, representational of what the school should be. They're even going so far as, like, limiting kids on what they put on their YouTube accounts. Because they're like, they call this kid in who's, like, this guy who just, you know, curses all the time.
Luan.
Yeah, Luan. We talked about him earlier.
He watch his videos.
Luan Legacy. Luan.
But, yeah, McSwain was like, yeah, you can't put YouTube videos on the channel because you're not representing the school correctly.
So who cares?
See, and to me that's just ridiculous. Like, I feel like
Tyler Tran in the building.
There's a lot less coming out, like, in music
DJ
nowadays.
Motai.
Because at such a young age, like, they try to take away, like, your, like, freedom, like,
that's
your power
true.
And music.
That's,
and
that's, and that's what makes people, like, makes kids want to rebel. Like, that's the reason why people want to rebel, because they don't have any freedom to do anything, no representation, no nothing.
The funny thing is, because it's like, you know, there's a lot of things that we all get as artists, as musicians, that you don't get from anything else, you know what I'm saying? You can't get that from, you know, sports, or you can't get that from, like, reading books and that kind of stuff, you know? Nothing against reading books. Books are awesome. But But yeah, music, like that's one way to express yourself that you can't do any other way. It's sad because nowadays schools in general, they're just cutting arts.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
we were just
stupid.
Talking about
that's, with the
see,
HISD.
See, what's your
cut?
Opinion yeah. of like the budget cut thing?
Have you heard about it?
Yeah, I'm not. My girlfriend's a teacher in HISD, actually.
Okay.
Oh, wow. My mom was a principal in HISD, you know, so.
Yeah, we heard your mom taught someone in here right now.
Mr. Ramsey over here.
Oh, okay.
Oh, word?
Oh, no, George.
Yeah, top Pinnell. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, money is the bottom line. And whichever way they can get the most money, that's what they're going to do, you know. Yeah. It's like, it's all testing and stuff now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all they care about.
They don't have room for people to actually, you know, become a human being, not somebody that just does what they're supposed to do, like
exactly. To be honest with you, like, yeah, what are you gonna say?
Oh no, you can.
Like, to be honest with you, like, most people, like, they're not. I mean, especially Lamar. Lamar's like a business school, stuff like that. Whatever, it's smarter school, whatever. IB. Like, most people who like graduate, so like, they're not gonna go into like. Well, I know from all the people I know, I'm not gonna just go into like lawyers and like stuff like that. They're gonna go into stuff like, you know, entertainers. Like, a lot of people do music and a lot of people do like arts and stuff like that.
And so they're almost silencing the art, you know. And
they're trying to like cut out that
they
stuff.
They're cutting like eight of the art, or like four or five of the art classes next year because of the budget cut.
Oh, for real.
And what I don't get, like, I mean, you can take away arts.
Sports make you.
I think actually they upgrade.
They're giving more money to sports.
Yeah. Yeah,
see,
they got,
what I don't get is like you can like pay more money to sports and like stuff like that. And you can take away from, like, the music, like, aspect. Like, even arts. Like, I think it's crazy because it's nothing, like, to me that's more amazing than, like, watching someone perform or, like, seeing, like, a good piece of art. Like, there may not be that many, like, artists that actually make it after high school. But it's, like, the, like, drive of trying.
Yeah, once you cut that out, there's
going to
be.
It's not the destination. It's the journey, you know?
It's the journey. Yeah. That's the greatest
and
part.
Don't get me wrong. I love to see a good football game or whatever, but. I'd rather see somebody perform.
Yeah.
I look for the
that's
halftime show
right there.
Yeah. You know, but going back to, you know, the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, you know, EP. I'm sure you're proud of that. You got a good write up in Houston Press over it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like putting a lot of love into something, it always feels good that people are listening to it.
And, you know, and with the first record, you know, you made a lot of good heavy metal references, you know, the Paranoid Black Sabbath reference and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I think I got a question for your man over here. You know, as it relates, you're the drummer for Screwtape. So, you know, there are a lot of, you know, classic drummers here. What kind of music, first of all, did you kind of grow up on?
I don't know. I guess I'm sort of the same way as Nosa, like a lot of different kinds. I remember as a kid, I would play with, you know, a record going. So I remember I grew up playing along to a lot of different.
Was it like, you know, like you know, Jason like, Bono, I mean, John
well, like,
Bonham?
I don't know, like, I don't know, Beastie Boys, License to Ill, which is like.
the classic record.
Classic, and it's really hard to play along to because there's a lot of real simple.
Exactly.
You have to be real consistent.
Yeah.
See, so. Yeah, that and like the Roots or like I always, you know.
Oh.
But then also
Questlove.
A lot of rock and yeah, I guess I started playing the drums because of Nirvana.
Okay, so, yeah.
That's a
good music. Yeah. See, what I want to know, because a lot of people like ask us when they see our group, how did y'all form? Because y'all just don't look like y'all like saw each other on the street one day.
Hey, we should start a band.
Yeah, well, we had a bunch of mutual friends and stuff. And so we've known each other for a minute. And okay. I had this garage apartment up in the Heights where I live. And I just had like a bunch of instruments shoved in there. I got I happened to get a drum set from my girl's brother. And I had, you know, some guitar amps and stuff in there. So my girl, she was real cool. I moved out the kitchen table and I moved in the drum set. So we didn't have our kitchen like it was small, but it was just full of instruments and stuff.
Music is the substance.
Yeah, man. So I was playing drums, just fucking around. And Matt came over one day and he's like, "Hey, I play the drums." I was like, "Oh, word." You know, we hung out and just jammed a bunch. And then that's kind of how it started. And then we brought in one of my other homies that we've known for a long time and just kind of happened organically like that.
Well, you know, I hate to put you on the spot with this one, but like, what do you enjoy, you know, more? Do you enjoy the No Surprise stuff more, or do you enjoy the Screw Tape? I know it's two completely
different
entities, but
that's like I mean, you can't compare those. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're both my children. I love them equally. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But there's so much that you can get out of from rapping that I can't get out of from playing, you know, Screwtape. And then there's so much I can get out of Screwtape that I don't get out of rapping.
Yeah, it's completely different, but they're the same at the same
time.
See,
and the thing with the two of them, like, I know for me personally, because I've heard, like, your music, like, Nosa's music, like, I've heard that, like, and I've heard it, like, on, like, through my radio and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen, like, Screwtape perform live. And I think the difference is, like, seeing a band, which is like why I enjoy being in a band myself, it's so much different than seeing like just an individual artist like himself. So it's like it's great to like experience that whole band feel, especially when it's a good band like yourself.
Yeah. It kind of the creative juice flow a little more.
Yeah,
I think it's like when you have a band, like you get driven by like everybody else in the band. Like you want to do better and better and better because you're with somebody else. Like, if you're doing, like, solo stuff, you have no one else to look to. And, like, so how do I do this? Or what can make me better?
It's a way more of a collaborative effort. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, exactly. Like, when I do No Surprise stuff, it's just me and, you know, maybe the guy that produced the beat. Usually just me just, you know, hanging out, listening to music, writing, whatever. But in a band, it's like we have practice. We sit down and we work it out. You know what I'm saying? I do something. He's like, yo, maybe you should do this. This might sound better. I try that. Yeah. You know, I'm like, hey, maybe you should try
this. That's always a good thing, too.
We've been talking about your music for a while, and I've realized we haven't done any plugs. So you want to, like, take a minute and, like, plug some of your stuff in?
Yeah. We got we're actually – Screwtape is playing a show tomorrow at Dan Electro's. In the Heights.
I know that is.
Which is really cool with this band, The Gold Sounds, another group called Jody C. Body and the Worlds.
I've heard of them.
And this other band, I think, called Distruffalo, something like that. I think they just played at this skate park for some 420 jam. But yeah, it's going to be really tight. That place is BYOB, so you can like bring your own liquor, which I don't promote for anybody except myself.
And like before they actually come, like where can they go to actually check out y'all's music?
You can check me out, No Surprise, at my Bandcamp site, nosurprise.bandcamp.com. You spell that NOSAPRISE. Or you can check Screwtape out on our Bandcamp site, which is also, it's like Screwtape713. Right. At Bandcamp.com.
Because you gotta keep it Houston. You know,
you got to. All day,
once
man.
Once again, people, already. Y'all hear the name Screwtape 713. It's not gonna... it's gonna you're gonna be
I
a
swear,
coming down.
I swear, it's not gonna be nothing like...
Yeah, but I think once we release our album, we need to release like a chopped and screwed version of
that. Oh, well, that's...
That's gonna be fun. That's gonna be fun.
Because...
it's gonna be fun to listen to.
They don't ever chop up like rock music or anything like
that. Yeah, I think the only like... rock album I've heard that was, I think, Chopped and Screwed is like The Transplants.
Oh, yeah?
By DJ Paul Wall. You know,
Chopped and Screwed.
One thing I want to get back into, I was talking about, like, your whole, like, indie vibe earlier. One thing that's, like, really changing today in, like, music is, like, the fashion, you know? Like, and you have a lot of people whose fashion's, like, authentic, and then you have, like, a lot of people who are changing the way they dress, like, because of the music. So if you look at someone like Nosa, you know this has been him for, like, his whole life. Like, so what do you think about the people who, like, change their style to, like, fit in with, like, the different genres?
I mean, that's style, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, style is evolutionary. People are always changing what they're doing.
Exactly.
You know? If that was the case, people would still be wearing, like, bell-bottoms and stuff like that. And...
Yo, what? Why are you hating on the bell-bottoms?
I know you got some on right now, man.
Thanks for...
But, yeah, I mean, it's cool. I mean, that's how people get ideas. You know, somebody sees somebody do something, they're like, yeah, it's tight. Yeah. They take it to Japan, you know. They take it to England. They take it all around the world. Well, and, you know,
next thing you know, the world's wearing skinny jeans.
You know what I'm saying? That's going on.
It basically happened, too. Like.
I don't know, but what I guess, you know, speaking sort of on that, like, not on style, but about people always changing. Yeah, you know, like, hip-hop
followers.
Is always changing. Yeah.
I'm not saying, like, just as in, like, followers as not like I'm talking about like people who just copycat like
oh like biters kind of
yeah posers, like biters. Someone who's like oh I saw that guy wearing like some whatever
just like,
and, like
take
I'm
it from
gonna,
head to toe like
yeah.
swagger jackets
exactly
swagger jackets.
Well I
That's
mean those guys are pretty obvious to see you know what I'm saying yeah. People that are authentic you can pretty much tell
the musicians
yeah exactly. It's true what this seems to be a question that always comes up as a rapper you know what do you think the current state of the hip-hop game is mainstream first, and then you can talk about the underground.
What do you think, Matt Berry? No? Nothing?
He has nothing to say.
Because, you know, if you look at the Billboard, it's like, you know, you got, you know, Eminem, Lil Wayne, Kanye always holding it down.
Jay-Z.
But I mean, then again, that's like a default list.
Yeah. I mean, anything that releases automatically going to sell a couple million copies.
Exactly.
Know?
Just because.
But, I mean, I was kind of, at first I was kind of like, you know, hip hop is in dire straits, you know. Yeah. But
turmoil.
As of lately, I've been kind of changing my opinion. You know, a lot of stuff that I really hated when I was younger, I kind of found an appreciation for. Like, everything has its place, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It might not be for me, but it could be for somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And who am I to say that you shouldn't make music, you know what I'm saying? Who am I to say that your music isn't music? So if it's music to somebody, that's them. Me, I like to stick to people that are – I like sincere music. Like, I can get with whatever, like rock, country, hip-hop. I don't care. But if you're sincere in your music, then I'll feel you. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, all time, who's the one person, one rapper, or one band you always go to on the iPod?
Give us both.
Yeah, rapper or band? Or, oh, man. All right, like
– like, you're on the, you know, the desert island. You got your iPod. Two bands go on it. One rapper, one band. Who you got?
Man, that's pretty
same question. You're up next. So you better
get your question. Get your answer ready.
I think artist wise, I would say like Stevie Wonder. I mean, he's not a band, but he's just an artist. Like probably, you know, most diverse. Just
he does everything.
He can do anything. So
he's like 80 and he's still doing it.
I love I grew up on Stevie too. You know, my parents love that stuff. So. Stevie Wonder, and then MC-wise, I'd probably say, like, man, I have to choose. I'd probably say, like, Nas or something, you know what I'm saying? Just because he's consistent. He fell off for a little bit, but then he brought
it. What do you think about that Nas Damian Marley record?
I didn't really listen to it. I heard a couple of records off of it, and I thought it was okay.
I mean... See, I don't know. It
takes a lot to say that you want to commit to do a whole project together. Like, y'all guys could do a couple of songs, but
I think you have artists like Nas and like Lupe Fiasco who are like amazing artists, but they don't get like enough shine in like the industry. Like,
because, and the only reason for that is because of the sell. What else sells? Crazy sells.
Yep.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're
raw hip hop. See, people, like how we were talking about with fashion, you also have a lot of artists out there. They make up trends. These, like, lives.
Yeah.
Like, they make up these lives because someone else is doing it. Like, oh, if that's going to sell, I'm about to make something that I know is going to sell, too.
Like, I know this is, like, kind of, like, weird. But, like, this is just a good example. Like, Lady Gaga and Madonna. She crazy. They're both crazy.
Yeah.
She crazy.
And, like, it's like, only reason why she is crazy is because that role model, she wants to do whatever that person does, but make it extreme.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, thing is, if you see videos of Lady Gaga 10 years ago, she wasn't wilding out like that. Nah. She had, like, brown hair, and she was, like, playing the piano, like, in some, like, hippie jam band, you know what I'm saying? So, it's all what will sell, you know? That won't sell, but her coming out of an egg on the Grammys and wearing dresses made of meat, that's gonna sell, you know?
Because it's crazy.
And at the end of the day, you have to, like, you have to sit down and you have to think, like, am I gonna change myself as an artist for the money? Or am I going to stay here and I'm going to be, like, broke? See, because me personally, I'm going to stick to being the artist I am until I make it. You know, like.
That's what you got to do, man.
Because, you know, music's ever changing. So hopefully, you know, it gets to a trend to where, you know, you're now the trending topic. You know,
and at
the
end of the day, I like good music.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. A lot of like, listeners are bandwagoners. Like. A lot of people start to like someone because everyone else likes them.
That's true.
Like, I don't want to call it any names, but matter of fact, I'm just going to do it. Anyway.
I was like, he's about to call out the name.
I'm going to do it. Like, Lil Wayne.
Wayne.
Like, don't get me wrong, he's good. But, like, when he made that one album.
That which just one? Was Carter?
Like, Carter 3.
Carter 3.
Carter 3. Carter 3? Everyone just got on Lil Wayne. Like, everyone's like, man, he's been...
Carter 3 went hard, though. Let me stop.
So would you say the same thing about, like, Lil B?
Yeah.
That he got a lot of hype behind him?
No, Lil B's not that good.
Dude, I saw him at in Austin at the Fader Fort, you know, and me and my girl, and, you know.
Can you give a shout out to your girl? Because you keep saying my girl, and we gotta
shout out to my girl, Susie, sleeping on the couch right now. You should be listening to this right now.
It's all right.
Yeah, so no, we went to this see Lil B at the Fader Fort, and, you know, he's on some ridiculous stuff, you know what I'm saying? So he did, like, Ellen DeGeneres and Wonton Soup. And everybody's bugging out, you know? And then he stops and he starts, like, playing, like, real music where he's actually, like, coherent, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at everybody's face in the crowd and they're just looking confused. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, with like the Lil B, like, you know, I heard all of his bass stuff, you know, his bass guy.
Yeah.
And then, like, I went and listened to his album, Angel Exodus. And, like, we came out this year, and it's just, like, nothing like the bass music.
Yeah, exactly.
And it bugged me out.
Because it's like a gimmick.
See,
it's
but
like,
what I don't understand.
You try to get that I'm sorry.
No.
Like, you try to get that image to where everyone's going to like you. And so, like, you try to do that crazy thing, and then that's what most people do. Like, they get that crazy image, and then they come out with that real music that after that.
I mean, if you think about it, Eminem did it, and look at Eminem today.
But I mean, that's the difference with that is that, like, Eminem was a big battle rapper, and he could rhyme. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, legitimately, you like know, people knew
the
he
crazy
could
was a part of it. Whereas with Lil B, that's like the foundation of him.
And what I don't understand, if you're a real artist, like if you're an authentic artist, how can you like belittle yourself and go to that level of stupidity to where you can stop making real music, you know, and like and start putting out crap like for other people to enjoy. And then you go to a Lil B show and you see how stupidity like goes around, how everyone else starts
this
to like follow
crazy.
It.
Like, I don't get what that is. Like, when people just like do stupid stuff, like make crazy music, but everyone likes it. Like, there's something about it. I want to know,
like,
what it is.
I think the Lil B stuff is just people think it's refreshing.
I mean, you can swag out.
You can say that. You can
But like, it's not. It's not like you wouldn't think it's not violent. Or any, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all about just like
fun. But is it good music?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Like,
but it's art for that reason. Yeah. I think.
And some people like it as it is.
Like, yeah. I have a quick question for both y'all about Lil B. His album. He just announced his album title.
I'm gay.
Yeah. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about the I'm Gay record? Does anybody?
You know, that's him, man. More power to him if that's what he wants to do. I think he got some kind of like repressed issues that he just needs to kind of resolve. If he just wants to come out, then he should do that.
It's gay is happy. Gay meaning happy. I think that's what it is.
People make titles like that to cause like controversy, and they want people to talk about it.
Know,
exactly. We're talking about it live right now.
LocalLiveHouston.com.
Did something right by naming it that.
We're gonna.
So I think we're actually gonna go into some Screwtape songs real quick.
Yeah. Sweet.
All right, so we're here live with No Surprise and Matt from Screwtape, and we're about to get into some Screwtape music on LocalLiveHouston.com. Spectrum Radio.
Space City.
Radio.
Swag.
What's up, y'all? We're back.
It's 2011.
Spectrum Radio.
Space City.
So I was reading the Time magazine. Oh. We're here with No Surprise.
And then Matt from Screwtape.
Introduce y'all again for the people who haven't been listening.
And for those who've been listening to the three of us all night, we got DJ Motai, Tyler Trant, 11 in the
DJ
building.
Motai.
That's good.
So I was saying, I was reading Time magazine the other day, and my boy Kanye West was voted most influential person
out of everybody in the world.
It wasn't just America, in the world.
Kanye West.
It's like, pretty intense.
Yeah. So
that's
what?
Crazy.
What do you think of that? Do you think like?
Do you think he deserves that? Like,
I mean, in a perfect world, you would say like somebody that like, cured cancer or something might be the most influential person. But I mean, like, in all honesty, Kanye's influential. People like what he does. But I mean, musically, he's gone beyond like just doing music. He's a kind of a cultural pop.
Icon, if you want to call him an icon.
If you don't, you can just call him a douchebag. It's
kind of funny because on the list, like, you had like Kanye West,
Then you had like the lady who made like Planned Parenthood. Then you had like Charlie Sheen. Then you had like the founder of like the National AIDS Awareness Association.
And then you know Mark Zuckerberg.
Like you had Michelle Obama before Barack Obama.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Actually, Barack wasn't even on the list.
Man.
So, no, he wasn't on the list.
His wife.
I hate on Obama, man.
Hey man, she's kinda fun though.
Yeah, well, so you gotta give it up.
I'm not trying to knock anybody down, but we all know why Kanye was number one. You know, because he's got that Illuminati on his side.
All devil worship.
New world order, man. New world order.
I mean, hey, what?
No, I'm not. I'm a God-loving man. But, like, we were actually talking the other day, and, like, I actually was wondering, like, when you become famous, like, do you get the secret ceremony, like, where the devil, like, makes an appearance?
I'm scared, actually.
Like, it has to be, right?
I'm kind of scared to get famous. Like,
I think when you reach a certain level of fame, and influence, when what you say influences
others,
a certain amount of people, then somebody's gonna eventually come up to you and be like, hey, you know, you have to at least watch what you say or say this and that, because, you know, it's funny, he's one of the most influential people out there. If he went out there and said, yo, you know what I'm saying, everybody needs to start rocking this, you know, next week you probably see
millions
of
people
rocking that stuff in your town, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, he has a responsibility when he's famous. So I think, yeah, man, probably down with the Illuminati. George Bush and all them fools, man.
You know what's crazy with Kanye? Like, he started off and he was like, Jesus walks. Everyone go. And then we were jamming that. Like, everyone was with Jesus walks.
This is you can rap about anything except for Jesus.
Then his new CD comes out. He goes, I saw the devil. Like, and
he
did it openly. Like, he's like, at the mall, I saw a seance. He goes, I saw the devil. And it like,
no kids, no parents.
I was like, and I'm like, and it's funny because we're still jamming it. Like, we went from walking with Jesus to seeing the devil in the mall.
Seeing the devil at the Galleria.
But the same people are still with him, like it's ridiculous.
What is your intake on like just like
have you had your ceremony yet?
Are you in the naughty?
I'm still naughty. You know what I'm saying? I'm here to save people.
So what do you think? Like, if you get famous, like, you think somebody's gonna come up to you and like, you need, it's either this or die. I mean, Tupac did it.
Oh man!
It's either this or die.
Hey. That's why they took him out.
Oh, hey. Big two, man.
Illuminati.
I don't know about that one.
Man, I don't know. It's
I'm a conspiracy.
I think rather than because artists like that, they have so many people under them and over them. It's not like they really do anything just because they feel like it. They have people that tell them what they need to do, you know?
Yeah, and
they have PR people and stuff like that.
It's funny because, like, I mean, for all the biblical people out there, like, the devil was over, like, the
music.
And, I mean, what better way to, like, reach out to, like, people than through music? Like, you're catching, especially in hip-hop music is, like, taking over the music industry.
Yeah.
So you're reaching so many people when you say something like that in your song.
That's
that,
true.
Like, it's crazy.
It's a little scary now that we're talking about it.
Like, I'm like, I want to be famous, but then, like, I don't want to have my ceremony at the same time.
I like my soul.
It's like, when you think about it, it's like, do I really want this? Like, you got to think about, like, all this extra stuff. Like, when you were younger, you're like, yeah, I want to be famous, and I want to have all the money, have all the stuff. And you're like, well, there's... When you get older, you start thinking, oh, well, there's something I have to do to get that. Like, I was like,
yeah, man, don't just fall in your lap, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to
sacrifice a couple lambs.
Somebody or something to have everything.
I love Jesus, though.
But that's the thing, like,
you can learn a lot from Satan.
Yeah, you can learn a lot from Satan. Like, that's the thing about people
now. Kanye quote right there.
Kanye quote.
Kanye and Jay quote.
He just floods them.
Yo,
we can learn a lot.
Jay-Z is another one of the dudes who does the devil thing. Like, in two of the songs I've heard him say, in Ham and in Run This Town, he says, peace, God. And I don't know what that means. He's like, no pork on my fork. Peace, God.
Greatest quote. It's not great, but like, craziest quote that got me, he goes, if Jesus is playing LeBron, I'm playing Dwayne Wade.
Like, did I mean you're playing the opposite team, which is?
I mean, I know everyone had to catch that when we still were like saying the lyrics with them, but at the same time, I was like, hold on, what am I saying right now?
Because back then they were on different teams.
And like another thing is like this is like how my sister, like, she like got into this like real deep. She was like started reading, researching Illuminati and stuff like that because she was like, what, why is this, like, why is everybody trying to do this now or whatever? And yeah. Like I found a lot of stuff. Like,
just, I mean, just, if you watch the Kanye's Power video, like,
that's,
it's
trippy.
All, it's all has like Illuminati and Masonic like imagery.
Yeah, like, yeah.
The whole thing
is,
you know.
That's
still like,
and on that All of the Lights video, y'all think them lights are cool, but y'all are getting brainwashed at those lights.
But when I saw that video, I was like I can have seizures.
I was
like,
yeah.
Tripping.
I need glasses now.
I saw that seizure warning. In
the- yeah, like,
yeah.
What the hell?
It says
is
like
that?
May cause epilepsy.
See, and
might not want
to
watch.
For one, if I have to have a seizure warning at the beginning of my video, I'm not gonna watch the video. I mean, I watched the video, but I must have forgot that the seizure warning was there because I didn't even catch that part.
I saw that,
like,
the other day.
I'm not gonna have no seizure. I'm gonna see this video.
Seizures don't run in my family.
Yeah, wake me up. I'll start falling over.
Like, I was like, oh,
dog,
gosh.
If I start falling from the mouth, call the ambulance.
Stick a wallet in my mouth.
I mean, see, but then we can't blame Kanye, because whenever you put a message like that in your video and people still watch it, you're influential.
Yeah.
Did y'all watch the, like, the Runaway
film? Yeah.
He thought he was like Michael Jackson or something like that. And I was like, Kanye, you bringing, like, future, like, feature films to, like...
First off, he's the worst actor I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you going, baby?
I mean, but shout out to Celeste Banks, because she was nice.
That was the girl. That was the Falcon Phoenix lady.
She was nice.
She was bad. Real bad, Michael Jackson.
Which brings us back to, like, the topic where we're talking about the throwdown, like, which was the best.
What's the best Kanye album? I mean, you got College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s to Heartbreak.
We'll scratch 808s.
No, it was a Kanye album.
We're going to talk about each one of these.
And then My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
College Dropout.
Jordan's got College Dropout.
College Dropout is my favorite Kanye CD.
It's like the best CD.
And it's the first.
But the thing is, though.
And he was authentic. It was him, you know?
It was
like,
him.
No
it
one
wasn't
had, like, corrupted
Illuminati
his mind.
Behind him. It was just him.
I like this new one. I think I think it's his best work.
The musicality of it is crazy.
Like the producer, like the production and like the musicality.
Mike Dean did basically like all the instrumentation on that album.
And that's what we were saying earlier. Like,
and RZA worked on it and a few others, just say.
When it comes down to like lyrics, I feel like College Dropout was like, that was true Kanye. Like I like it when a, like, rapper's talking about, like, where you had to go to get there. Because, like, I hate when people get big-headed and they, like, forget where they came from. See, but when it comes to the production side of it, newest album's, like, sick.
Yeah.
Like, he has a song with just the instrumental. There's
yeah. Well, but, you know, if you want to talk about production and you want to talk about his lyricism, to me, he got his peak on Graduation because that combined the lyricism.
Roses?
And the braggadocious. That was on Late
Roses
Registration.
Roses is crazy.
That's on Late Registration.
Yeah,
oh, well, so, yeah.
But, you know, with Graduation, like, he had, like, Good Life. You know, it was so boastful. And lyrically, he was like, have you ever popped champagne on a plane while getting some brain whipped out?
You heard
she
it,
said,
bro.
I never seen snakes on a plane.
You heard it, man.
Yo, you got a homie like that, dog. That was assed up.
But, I mean, like, I feel like Kanye, we can talk about him. But, I mean, the man, he's, like, consistently putting out, like, music that we all listen to, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't think there's ever been a point in Kanye West's life where we all just, like, we can talk down on him, but I heard his, like, shows, like, sell out in, like, a matter of, like, minutes. It's, like, that crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
he's got that Bieber fever.
Bieber fever. They're going on tour together or something like that.
That
West
Nile.
It's
West Nile.
Man. But, I mean, yeah, there's only a handful of artists that are at the same level, like, commercially as Kanye, you know?
Yeah.
When you reach that level, you sell tickets out. That's what you do. You sell records, you know? So,
I mean...
What's your favorite song on the newest album?
Man. Today I was listening to... I was listening to it today, actually. The one with, Champagne Wishes, 30 white bitches.
You know
I mean, this shit is fucking ridiculous.
The Soul Paul.
That's my, I like that one. And
I like Hell of a Night. Hell of a Life.
Hell of a Life is cool.
That was good. I like the
I think I just fell in love with
Jesus,
a porn star.
You can learn a lot from Satan.
The devil in a new dress.
You dropped that one on us earlier.
I had to.
Yo, I like the Dark Fantasy, you know, with Nicki Minaj doing the little intro there. Like, you might think you've peeped
and
the
scene.
And
every time you hear Nikki, you start to think about how she looks on the inside of your brain. So
dang.
That, it just tunes you in when she starts.
The real one's far too.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she does her thing. She was like a trained actress before she.
Yeah,
I heard she went to like the best like school in New York.
That's another thing about like artists and like image. Like, Nicki Minaj before. Have you seen her like her videos before? She was like this regular girl, like. New
she's
York.
Pretty too. I mean,
she's really pretty.
She's a nice
and then like when she gets in her,
yeah,
her Nicki Minaj
nice girl,
Nicki Minaj, she gets the pink wigs, the everything, the big.
But I mean, she's still good.
Everything.
You know what? I think she's like a female Lil Wayne. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Whereas like Wayne is not. That's just not who he is. That's a caricature of himself. Where
yeah.
I feel the same thing is with Nicki Minaj. That's not who she really is. That's,
yeah.
That's like a cartoon.
And that's
her,
another thing about,
you know?
like we said before, the like Lady Gaga, like the people who motivate you, the people your idols, are gonna like influence who you are, who like what you put out, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like who knows who her idols are? Like, no one really knows, but she's just crazy.
Yeah.
The thing with Nicki Minaj, like you said with Lil Wayne, like there's a difference between like good music and memorable music, and like to each its own, like. Some can say, like, Nicki Minaj doesn't put out good music, but at the end of the day, her music is memorable.
Did it
and
on
I mean,
him.
That's what makes
man,
like, in
I
clubs
just,
and on
know.
The radio. And
yeah.
That, for her to put out, like, stuff that, I mean, we're all dudes in here, but I'm pretty sure a Nicki Minaj song can come on and we all know it. Because, like,
exactly.
That's kind of how it goes with her.
Because she makes those memorable verses, those, like.
Yeah, those catchy.
Those catchy phrases.
Like, on the Monster song, she murdered that verse on Monster.
She killed Jay-Z and Kanye West.
She killed everybody.
Yeah, she murdered
and Rick
that.
Ross. And what I love about her, she puts, like, you hear, like, the theatrics in her voice. Like,
yeah.
She puts a lot of character in her voice.
It's crazy.
And I like that about her. I like, some people think they don't like Nicki Minaj, but I like that about her. The different characters she puts out. Like,
I mean, when it comes to Nicki, though,
so many personalities.
I mean, you know,
the British.
You gotta talk about the Nicki Lil Kim beef. What do you think of that one, Nosa?
Garbage.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's like, I mean, come on, Kim's career ended like how long ago?
Like when Biggs did.
You know, for real, like. She has nothing to complain about. You know, what she does, she has no place to say that you're biting off of me because she got her styles from somebody else too. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is, though, like
she wouldn't be who she was if there wasn't, you know.
MC Light.
MC Light,
yeah.
Salt and Pepper. And
you know, Roxanne Shanté.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she has something similar to you. Y'all both from New York. Of course, there's going to be
something
similar. Yeah,
I mean, y'all both have an accent.
Y'all, you know?
Y'all both dress with seashells and on your boob.
Crazy hair colors, too,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, so.
She might bit her from on that one.
The thing is,
Kim had the green hair before Nicki did.
Exactly.
I mean, most black women have wigs. You know what I'm saying? Just not,
it's not
all of them are purple and pink.
It's a good hair movie. You'll learn a lot.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, man. Shout out to Chris Rock.
Shout
on
out
that.
To Chris Rock on that one.
Made of some real movie right there.
Man, I mean, I don't know. Like, I sometimes, you know, like you said on the Monster record, like, you got to give Nicki props when you go harder than Jay-Z and Kanye West.
Exactly.
And Rick Ross never goes hard to me, so I'm not going to shut him out.
Rose.
I mean, I can honestly say, like, out of a lot of – I respect her because – you have a lot of female artists like Trina and Lil' Kim. They come and, like, their main, like, topic is sex. Like, they feel like they have to talk about, like, them having sex or, like, the way they dress or, like, them, like... What Nicki Minaj
like
does,
image.
She comes and she talks about, like, being an artist. And I respect that because a lot of her stuff may sound stupid, but I'd rather hear, like, a bunch of, like, stupid, like, actually cool-sounding stuff than you come and feel like you have to sell your, like, self as a woman to be, like, a true artist.
Women's rights
right
here.
I think that... Nicki, kind of when she first came in, kind of went that route. Kind of went like the overtly
she started.
Sexual route.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that got her in the door. But
exactly. Like,
I mean, her name is Nicki.
That she can rap, you know?
Yeah, her name is Nicki Minaj, you know?
Like, the crazy image, like the Minaj part. Like,
yeah.
She had to make something up to get people to make her relevant. Like,
yeah. I mean, if she followed the female artist before, I mean, that's all she knew.
You know?
Exactly. And she put her own stuff into it afterwards. Now she's like. Doing all this other stuff, stuff like that. So, I give her props.
But, you know, I guess, I mean, speaking on just, you know,
Just artists in general. Nosa, you got any upcoming projects you're working on?
Oh, yeah. We got Screwtape. It's got an EP called Choke City coming out.
Choke City. I need to go look at that. Look that up.
Summertime. We're playing at Summerfest June 5th, Sunday.
Well, that's the day we graduate, y'all.
What? Congratulations.
We're going to miss that, but you record that for us.
Come before.
We may have to miss out on graduation.
You know, Lamar graduation is at, you know, the Reliant Stadium.
No, no. It's at UH this year.
It is?
Yeah. This guy's not even graduating. He didn't even know we were graduating this year.
You're going to show up at the wrong place, man.
Someone told me the wrong place.
Yeah, we got that. We got I have a
Thanks, Mom.
EP coming out. Actually, a mixtape coming out called Book of the Dead. That should be out in the
Illuminati.
Telling his soul, we see.
Which should be pretty cool.
He lied to us, the ceremony did pass.
But, yeah, so just trying to. Yeah. Going to be staying busy, so definitely just look out for us. You can hit me up on Twitter or.
At No Surprise.
At No Surprise.
Twitter at No Surprise?
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Or Twitter at Screwtape713. You know,
713 so. Once again, and just real quick shout outs to the station. You know, you can get Twitter, Local Live Houston,
Local Live Houston,
Space City
Optimo
Record
Ram.
Already.
You know, Optimo Ram, add him on Facebook.
Ramsey, he is the CEO of Georgia City. We got to
Space City at 2011, and then at, you know, whatever else, you know.
y'all come check out our shows tomorrow night. We have. Ourselves playing at the Balcony Room Bar.
Balcony Bar. Then we got Screwtape playing at Danny Electro's.
At Dan Electro's.
Dan right. Electro's.
So y'all come check out either one of those. I mean,
or both.
20 of, no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, if you could only go to one.
You know, if you guys got $8 in your pocket, then.
But, I mean, but I think, are we about to go into the music break right now, Chris? Right now? All right, well, speaking of Nicki Minaj. You know, 2011, we just released a promo single featuring, I mean, sampling
Nicki Minaj. We really hope y'all enjoyed this one.
We're sampling Nicki Minaj, and we're sampling
Fat Tony. We had her in the house.
Sample Fat Tony.
Is this the end of the show right now? Oh, okay, cool. Well, we hope y'all enjoy this one.
This is Live G by 2011.
Is that not the most throwback of interviews or what? That was 2011, the first interview or the first episode of Spectrum Radio. Back in 2011, I think that was like May 2011. Look at that, my phone's going off on popular. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show this week. We will be back next week with another special episode. Don't forget that Back to the Future retrospective coming next week. Starting that, stay tuned to my Twitter for a special announcement about that. Oh, yeah. Make sure you go to realitywrestling.com, subscribe to Heated Conversations on iTunes. That's me and Booker T. Booker T and I shall say. It's his show. I am the co-host on Sports Radio 610 here in Houston every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or on iTunes as a podcast every Tuesday. Go check it out. Heated Conversations. That'll do it for us today here on the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Peace. Put the brakes on that real quick. Pimpin'. That was like 5 years ago. 4 or 5 years. It might have been 2010, actually. I think it was 2010. Now I'm thinking about it. That was so long ago, guys. I can't even believe it. I just listened to the whole episode and was like, holy hell. I apologies for 2011 for any craziness that we thought 5 years ago, maybe. It might have been 2009. I really don't even remember this. It was maybe 6 years ago. So I hope y'all enjoyed it. Back to the Future retrospective starts next week. Until then, Brad Gilmore, I'm out. Peace.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?